News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another long sentence in the Capitol riot case. Lisa Dwyer has it.
Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for orchestrating a failed plot to keep Donald Trump in power after the Republican lost the 2020 presidential election. The sentencing caps one of the most significant prosecutions over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Tarrio's sentence is the longest so far among more than 1,100 Capitol riot cases. Tarrio's sentence comes as the Justice Department prepares to put former President Donald Trump on trial at the same courthouse in Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A warning from Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith that former President Trump's daily statements risk tainting a jury pool in Washington in the criminal case charging him with scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss. Trump's been attacking Smith and the judge in the case in social media posts. The think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, says Ukrainian light infantry has advanced beyond some of the anti-tank ditches and dense minefields of Russia's defenses in southeastern Ukraine. Meantime, advocacy groups are voicing renewed concerns about the U.S. decision to ship cluster munitions to Ukraine.
Cluster munitions are abhorrent weapons that are globally banned because of the immediate and long-term harm that they cause.
Mary Wareham of Human Rights Watch.
The greatest obstacle to countries working to eradicate cluster munitions are the governments that are unwilling to join this convention and that undermine its principles by using and transferring these weapons.
Spain's Soccer Federation has fired women's national team coach Jorge Bilda. The move comes less than 3 weeks after Spain won the Women's World Cup and amid controversy involving suspended Federation President Luis Rubiales. Bilda was among those who applauded Rubiales when he refused to resign, despite widespread criticism for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent during the title celebrations. This is AP News. More and more state libraries are pulling out of the American Library Association. Donna Warder explains.
The ALA is a professional organization that has fought against book bans, and that's not sitting well with some states. After parents in staunchly conservative Campbell County, Wyoming, joined nationwide pressure on librarians to remove books they considered harmful to youngsters, such as books with racial or LGBTQ themes, the county then withdrew from the American Library Association. This summer, state libraries in Montana, Missouri, and Texas and the local library in Midland, Texas announced they were leaving the ALA. And right-wing lawmakers in at least 9 other states are demanding similar action. I'm Donna Warder.
And at the U.S. Open, 19-year-old Coco Gauff has reached the semifinals. Her next match is Thursday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.